A very sincere young man came to me, and it appeared as though there was an autistic nature, but still he felt insecure about his going forward in a relationship, yet at the same time, this was his first. He was older, she was younger, but this was his first, and she began to instruct him as any woman might, as she caught him lying, and lying because. And so he came to me for fear of relationship issues and difficulty in this friendship that was budding, his first and only, and wants to talk about it. So we help him see a compulsion to white lies to protect himself from getting into trouble, which started from very young. Well, again, that residue here was interfering with his hope for relationship, that he would have compulsions, etc., to look, stare, and inappropriately gesture, and that she needed to instruct him. And so, to inspire his interest, we spoke of the Homo sapien operating system, that he was going to be able to see clearly and choose wisely something better and better and better. That the hope for him would be that his emotional state would then reveal a lens of awe and wonder, an ability to see more clearly and choose more wisely, and thereby make a better life for each other, for others. This would be the age of wisdom, the very old description of our collaboration. We are a collaborative species, and this is our wisdom, collaboration, but grateful for greater awareness. A simple wisdom is for us now, able to see that we are trapped within our own reflections and not aware of how powerful this new emotional lensing can be. So we are the beneficiaries of this generational wisdom, a legacy. And we stand on the shoulders of giants, able to see that we have inherited these insights from our ancestors, that we are personally significant to the future of the world, and what we do matters. Make the world a better place because we are here is an inspiration of vision for each of us. And now, and because we're a collaborative species, we get to begin sharing. Greater gratitude, greater awareness. It's a nice round, you know, for then greater awareness, greater gratitude. This is emotional anatomy, and we are describing how it works. We are also aware that we are all narcissists trapped within our own reflections. We're beginning this conversation. We're communicating. We're collaborating between narcissists. And we stand on the shoulders of giants. For many before us have offered their lives in contribution to ours. But with this wisdom comes responsibility. With this wisdom comes a generous awareness of ourselves, and we begin sharing it openly. in a fascinating and very observable way, we are a matriarchal species. We're Homo sapien. This is the Homo sapien operating system that we are studying together. And we are a matriarchal species. It is the woman that raises the children, typically. And so now what we are seeing is an awareness that allows us to understand that healthy women raise healthy men and women who realize this privilege and our responsibility to participate together in the nurturing and encouraging and the inspiring, cultivating, sponsoring, educating this next generation to realize that we are a matriarchal species. This is an emotional lensing that realizes the wisdom of these words and generations are passed along through the matriarch, one way or the other, eventually. But the dysfunction disrupts. You see, the pleasure here is to present to this young man this vision of matriarchal species that his new girlfriend represents the mother of his children, and that he needs to learn to approach this relationship, changing the way he thinks completely and becoming aware of this privilege and responsibility to become part of an eternal generation, and that we get to talk openly about how this mind of ours is working, this lensing inspires an understanding of the matriarchal species who can begin to interpret and share together, all of us, in this wisdom. This is our privilege and pleasure and responsibility.